Good afternoon. I'd like to call the House Judiciary meeting to order. Today is Friday, February 10th, and let the record reflect it is 1:31 p.m. Today we have present Representative Johnson, Representative Groh, Representative Gray, and myself, Chair Vance. I would like to remind committee members and those in the audience to please silence your cell phones. If that goes off during committee, you will be required to bring donuts at the next meeting. The staff will be assisting us today as Sophia with House Records, thank you so much, and Lisa Denny with the Juno LIL. Today's agenda, the committee will hear HJR 3, Concealed Handgun Reciprocity Between States by Representative Rauscher. We will take up invited testimony, a public testimony, and then set it aside. So I would now like to invite Representative Rauscher and his staff to the table. Welcome. Please place your name on the record and begin your presentation when you're ready.
Hey, thank you. For the record, my name is Representative George Rauscher, District 29, and I'd like to take the opportunity to thank Chair Vance and the honorable members of the House Judiciary Committee for hearing HJR 3. House Joint Resolution 3 would encourage Congress to amend the Federal Criminal Code and allow an individual who is qualified to carry or possess a concealed handgun in one state to be allowed to also carry or possess a concealed handgun in another state. That also allows individuals to carry a concealed firearm. This resolution would also request that Congress enact the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, H.R. 38, from the 117th Congress or a similar bill thereof. The NRA of America Institute of Legislative Action has provided multiple reasons for supporting national reciprocity. Some of those examples are the Supreme Court affirmed in 2008 that Americans have constitutionally protected individual right to keep and bear arms for self-defense. And furthermore, no state can deny a constitutional right. Concealed carry permit holders are among the most law-abiding citizens in the country. The 2014 study from the Crime Prevention Research Center showed that between 2008 and 2014, out of 875,000 Floridian permit holders, the rate of revocation, the rate of concealed carriers who had their permit revoked, was 0.007%. And in Texas, a state with 584,850 permit holders, the rate was 0.021% who were convicted of a misdemeanor or a felony. Reciprocity laws can change frequently with little notice. With little public notice, otherwise, law-abiding citizens are at a much greater risk of becoming accidental criminals. Other citizens are often just unaware that they cannot drive through certain states with a concealed weapon. One such person was Brian Fletcher, who, while traveling from North Carolina to New Jersey to do a disaster relief work, volunteered the information about his legally owned firearm to a police officer in New Jersey and was arrested and subsequently faced 5 years in prison. For other detailed reasons and some other information on why we should support HJR 3, I'd like to turn it over to Abeen Klein, the State Director for NRA, who will provide invited testimony.
Ms. Klein, I'd like to welcome you to the committee, and you have 10 minutes for your testimony. Please go ahead.
Great. Good afternoon, Chair Vance, Vice Chair Allard, honorable members of the House Judiciary Committee. For the record, Avian Klein, State Director for the NRA, in support of HJR 3. On behalf of the tens of thousands of NRA members in Alaska, thank you for the opportunity to testify and provide some background on congressional efforts and the need for HJR 3. In Congress, HR 38, the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, introduced on January 9, 2023, would allow law-abiding Americans who are eligible to carry a concealed handgun under the law of a state to do so in all other U.S. states and territories that recognize the right of their own residents to carry concealed. Today, all 50 states have laws under which residents may carry or apply to carry a concealed handgun for self-defense. 42 states and the District of Columbia, accounting for 74% of the U.S. population, broadly recognize a right to do so. The remaining 8 states, however, have laws that allow even the most qualified applicant to be denied a license unless they can show an extraordinary reason for having one. This results in an arbitrary and unconstitutional system where people are denied the right to carry because they're a public safety risk, not because they're a public safety risk, but because licensing officials simply don't believe ordinary people should have that right. HGR 38 would end this two-tiered system and ensure that no upstanding American who would be denied an effective means of self-defense while traveling from state to state. Under HGR 38, states would remain in complete control of the standards by which they issue their own concealed carry licenses, and property owners, whether public or private, would maintain discretion over carrying of firearms on their own premises. The primary effect of the bill would be that a handful of anti-gun states could no longer arrest and prosecute travelers simply for crossing into their territory with an otherwise lawfully carried and concealed handgun. Any criminal behavior committed with that firearm, of course, would still be subject to the full force of law. I'd like to thank Representative Rauscher for bringing this resolution forward. Passage of HJR 3 by the Alaska Legislature would provide Congress and the Alaska delegation with a strong, unified voice from Alaskans that we support the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, Rep. Rauscher?
Yes, that's basically it. That's the introduction for today before you set it aside. And if there's any questions you all have, we'd like to answer them if you have any.
So I'd like to open up for questions from committee members. I would like to state that you will have time for comments at the next time that we have this bill. So this is an opportunity for questions. So Representative Gray.
Thank you so much. Through the chair, if HR 38 were to become law, what specific impacts would it have on Alaskans in Alaska?
I'll take that just for a second. Representative Rauscher speaking here. It's not a law. It's a resolution, okay, that we're trying to pass here. The Congress one, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. So I think, just restate it one more time.
Sure. If this resolution were to pass, what effects would it have on Alaskans in Alaska?
I'll take a stab at it, and then I'll turn it over to Ms. Levine. So, nothing. We would still be able to carry a concealed weapon. We would still be able to do it the way we do it here in the state. It wouldn't change that one little bit that I can see. There might be an alliance of how each one of them are able to operate, but that's about it. I think that's pretty much the only answer that I would have, unless Ms. Klein has a different answer for that.
Ms. Klein, do you have a response for Representative Gray?
Yes, thank you, Chair Vance. So Representative Gray's question, which I believe to understand, is that what effect would HJR 3 have on Alaskans in Alaska? It would be a unified voice to Congress to encourage the passage of HR 38. That is a bill, a congressional bill, that would allow concealed reciprocity across all states. The impact in Alaska is that, and all states, would be that the states, again, would maintain complete control of the standards by which they issue their own concealed carry licenses. So if an Alaskan travels down to the contiguous United States, and there is a state that doesn't that doesn't currently recognize their concealed carry permit system, if HJR 38 was to pass, they would be allowed to travel across the United States without fear of prosecution or violating the law from one border to the other.
Follow-up. How many Alaskans have a valid concealed carry permit issued by the Department of Public Safety?
Do you have any idea? I'll just go through the chair. Ms. Klein, do you have any idea right now how many in the state of Alaska?
Thank you for the question. I do not believe I have an immediate number, as I'm trying to pull this up here for you. But Alaska does not require a permit, government permission, to carry a concealed firearm within the state of Alaska. It is not required.
One final follow-up through the chair. So this would mean that Alaskans would be able to carry concealed weapons without a permit, even in states that would require permits. Is that correct?
Is that question to me? Sorry, through the chair, Chair Vance.
Yes, please, please continue, Ms. Klein.
Again, the states would control, would maintain complete control of the standards by which they offer their own concealed license. This would go get away with allowing that all 50 states under which would say that all 50 states have laws which residents may carry or apply to carry a handgun for self-defense. Each state retains their own control over the standards by which they may issue permits.
So if you lived in a state that didn't require the permit, when you were in a state that required a permit, they would not need a permit from you, is what I'm just trying to understand. Is that correct, ma'am?
I believe that if your own state allows you to carry without a permit, that is, you're allowed to otherwise lawfully carry that handgun and travel. But that is a question that I can look into further on the HR 38 requirements and check with our federal team at the NRA.
Thank you, Ms. Klein. If you could submit that information to the committee, that would be helpful. Representative Eastman.
Thank you, through the chair. So, I make sure I understand this is right as well. So you mentioned an individual that was traveling in New Jersey and ended up spending, 5 years in jail, I think. So if this were to become law, would Alaska basically be acknowledging that we don't have the right to take someone from, I don't know, New Jersey, who's traveling in our state and put them in jail for 5 years for carrying a firearm in violation of whatever our licenses are?
Representative Eastman, was that for Ms. Klein?
That's either for the sponsor or Ms. Klein, whoever has the answer.
I'll let Ms. Klein, through the chair, I'd like to let Ms. Klein have a crack at it, and then I'll give it a go.
Ms. Klein, do you have an answer for Representative Eastman?
Thank you, through the chair. I believe if I understand the question correctly, Representative Eastman, is your question that in Alaska we would be able to arrest somebody from a state that does not have a valid permit? Because under Alaska law, residents who are otherwise lawfully allowed to carry can carry a firearm without a permit.
Follow up. So my question is, if this law were to become federal law, would that then prevent us in Alaska from later instituting the same types of requirements that you referenced in New Jersey?
I apologize, Representative Eastman. I don't think I'm understanding the question clearly.
Follow up. If this becomes federal law, does this tie Alaska's hands in any way or not at all?
Through the chair, to Representative Eastman, this would not tie Alaska's hands.
So what's the purpose of the bill then if it doesn't actually limit anything that a state can do?
Through the chair, the purpose of the bill is to be able to have one state who has permitted you to carry a handgun concealed to travel through or to another state without being arrested because you have one on you. You have the proof that you've permitted to carry it.
Follow up. So would that then prevent the people of New Jersey from maintaining the restrictions that they have now and prevent the people of Alaska from imposing those same type of restrictions in the future?
It's my understanding. Through the chair, it's my understanding, yes.
Thank you.
Any further questions from the committee? Representative Gray.
Thank you. Two quick things. Through the chair. On the department, the Division of Statewide Services website, there is a message for travelers, for Alaskans who are going to travel out of state. I'll just read what it says. All states do not have the same laws. All states do not reciprocate with Alaska. The Alaska Concealed Handgun Permit holder is responsible for understanding the laws and regulations of each state to which they will travel. It's very specific. I do think that, I mean, it's a sad story about what happened in New Jersey and going to jail, but if you carry a concealed firearm, you have a responsibility to understand the laws that govern that practice. And I think that Alaska has warned. So I just want to put that out there about that particular story. The second thing I'd say, it's kind of the follow-up. Sorry.
Question, Representative Gray?
You
will have opportunities to make comments about the legislation at the next.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. I'm all finished.
Okay. So, for clarification, the impact that this, that the bill in Congress would have is just allowing the flexibility for those who concealed carry to move about the states freely. Is that accurate?
Through the chair, that's correct.
And this House Joint Resolution 3 is simply the legislature affirming that we agree.
Through the chair, that's correct. Through the chair, I have a copy of the actual legislation in Congress, which if some of you guys want to read it, you can understand. How it actually works throughout the country. It doesn't give people the right in New Jersey, where there is no permit, to automatically start carrying a handgun. But it does give you the right that you are a permitted individual to carry it without worrying about being arrested in a state that does not at that time have that particular law. Because there is reciprocity across the states.
Thank you.
That's my understanding.
We have a question by Representative Carpenter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I think I just want to clarify something that you said in regards to reciprocity. Alaska does not require a concealed handgun permit to carry a handgun. I don't, as I'm reading H.R. 38, I don't think that it is allowing Alaskans who do not have a permit to carry a handgun in a state that requires a permit. Is that accurate?
Through the chair, that's my understanding. Representative Carpenter.
Follow up?
No.
Because Alaska is a constitutional carry state, I think the committee is seeking clarification, and that was the question by from Representative Gray to Ms. Klein, is if we could have clarification, if we were to support this, would only Alaskans who have a concealed carry permit be able to utilize the reciprocity across states? Or would all Alaskans who have constitutional carry be able to take advantage of reciprocity across states?
Through the chair. Until the bill passes, I don't know what it's going to look like. But at this rate, it pretty much, from what I read in Section 1G and B1, it talks about permitting as part of a requirement. So that's what I get out of it. But I am not a lawyer, but I can tell you that's what I get out of it. Whether we will have to change our policy somewhat to be able to carry it into the state, I do not know, because the question is not answered yet until this bill has been vetted and passed, whether or not constitutional carry is qualified as a ability to carry anywhere in the Constitution of the United States, all 50 states.
It's kind of logical to me, but we do have to affirm that. Representative Gray.
Thank you, Chair Vance. So I formulated the question so that I understand it clearly. What this resolution is doing is we want the federal government to take control of Second Amendment rights. We would like the federal government to tell states what they can and cannot do with regards to the Second Amendment in terms of carrying the concealed permit. Sort of taking the power away from states to make those decisions on their own, we would like the federal government to take up that. Is that my understanding? And if not, just talk me through where I'm not getting it. Thank you.
I think, through the chair, we read through here that there's a constitutional right going on in the bill also in Congress. And so I think that that's part of the crux of the bill in Congress, whether it's your constitutional right and where it's your constitutional right. But I do not believe it's mandating any state to have a permitted process in their state to carry, nor does it override a state's decision not to have a carry law, a permit in their carry. But it does say if somebody is permitted in another state, it's their constitutional right. Maybe it even says that it's their constitutional right in New Jersey. But until this bill is argued on what is a constitutional right, it's really hard to say which end it's going to end up. But it needs to be vetted. It really does need to be vetted. And that's the reason for the resolution, to get Congress to move and give us an explanation on whether or not we have a constitutional right in the United States to carry a defense arm, because it is our right, or it isn't our right. And I believe that's what this bill is about.
Representative Eastman.
Thank you. You know, the resolution, through the chair, the resolution specifically calls out concealed carry. Is it only going to apply to concealed carry, or does it also apply to open carry as well?
Okay. Thank you.
I'm just wondering, maybe the person on the line knows the specifics, but if the law becomes law, are we only talking concealed carry, or are we also talking open carry restriction?
Through the chair, Representative, that's all I've seen is concealed carry in the bill.
Follow up? And since we're asking for reciprocity from, you know, one jurisdiction to the next, I know the city of Oakland in California recently put together some restrictions on being able to possess a firearm, dealing with things like insurance requirements and things like that. Would this reciprocity also extend to that? So if New York City has, you know, a list of people who aren't allowed to carry a firearm because they haven't bought insurance or fulfilled some other requirements, would Alaska then be required to honor, you know, their list of people who aren't allowed to carry concealed?
Through the chair, Representative Eastman. So you're not moving to New York or California. You're traveling through, you have to be in that state that day. And I think there's a difference on what you're saying, in my opinion.
Representative Gray.
Thank you. Through the chair, this is a hypothetical question because I don't really know the answers, but I believe you have to be 21 in Alaska. So could someone, like an 18-year-old, go to another state, get a concealed carry permit as an 18-year-old, and then Alaska would have to observe that? In other words, then you could go, we could send our 18-year-olds to that state, get them to get their concealed permit, come back to Alaska, and Alaska can't tell you, no, you have to wait till you're 21. They went to that other state. Is that a good understanding?
I'm going to take a stab at this before I have turned over to Ms. Klein, because I believe she understands it a lot better than I do. But I understand it is you cannot purchase one in the state of Alaska. It does not mean you cannot have one in the state of Alaska at 18 years old. You cannot purchase one. I'm going to ask Ms. Klein, through the chair, I'm sorry. I'm going to ask Ms. Klein if she has any further information on that.
Ms. Klein?
Yes, this does not apply to allow an Alaskan to go to another state to get a permit under, as an 18-year-old, 21-year-old Alaskan rules. If it's an Alaskan resident, it's the Alaska requirement. This simply allows a handful of anti-gun states to no longer arrest and prosecute travelers who have this permit from the issuing state.
Thank you.
Ms. Klein, so essentially H.R. 38 would recognize one CCW concealed carry permit in one state to the other. Can you tell us how that works across the nation right now regarding concealed carry?
Yeah, so concealed carry and how that looks across the state, Alaska being a permitless carry state that also offers a permit option, 42 states from the District of Columbia recognize a right to have a concealed carry permit. There are remaining 8 states that have laws that require a reason, extraordinary reason, in order to get a permit. Alaska's laws will not change. They're subject to Alaska. Alaska's laws can change. That is up to Alaska. What H.R. 38 would do is allow you to concealed carry, not open carry, freely across the remainder of the United States. You are subject as a resident to your own state's concealed carry requirement. Does not allow you to go to another state with, say, looser restrictions and get a permit there and then come back, and Alaska has to accept that. This is talking about you as a resident. You're required under your own state's laws to abide by those. But as you are traveling across the United States, if you are a valid concealed carry permit holder, you're allowed to travel freely without fear of prosecution. Again, each state retains their own ability to create their own laws and requirements for a carry permit.
Representative Gray has an additional question for you, Ms. Klein.
So, but we would, depending on if the state allowed 14-year-olds to carry concealed weapons, if they were travelers to Alaska, those 14-year-olds could carry their weapons. So it just applied to people traveling to Alaska, and whatever it is, their state law would trump our state law, and we would be forced to observe it regardless of what Alaska thinks about it. It would be Idaho's jurisdiction, or wherever the resident, they have jurisdiction over Alaska law. Is that my correct understanding, ma'am?
I don't know. Sorry, through the chair, to Representative Gray. I don't know. There are no states that allow 14-year-olds to have a concealed carry permit. Federal law requires you to be 21 to buy a handgun, and there are some differences within there. But no, that's not what they say. That's what that's saying. And again, I don't know anyone or any state that has a 14-year-old requirement.
Ms. Klein, do you know looking across the different concealed carry permits across the states, is there a uniformity, or do they vary greatly in the requirements to obtain a concealed carry permit?
Thank you for the question, Chair Vance. They do vary quite considerably. Currently, there are 25 states that have permitless concealed carry. There are two more states that are working on that this legislative session, including Nebraska and Florida. Other states are shall issue states, meaning you have to apply for that permit. There's no reason to do it. You just have to go through the process, whatever requirements that state requires. And then there are still states that require, they're called may issue states, meaning you have to go through their process, meet all of the requirements, and then law enforcement within that state can still say, we don't believe that you need a permit. We may issue one, but we do not have to issue one. Again, across the states right now, if you hold a concealed carry permit in Alaska, only some of the states will recognize that in reciprocity, and I believe that's around 35. But again, I can double check on that information and get that to you. That means that there's other states that you can't travel to with your Alaska concealed carry permit license. What this would do would create uniformity to say that if you are allowed to carry lawfully in your state, you can freely travel through without fear of prosecution because you are lawfully carrying and you are a lawful concealed carry permit holder.
Ms. Klein, does H.R. 38 give the federal government authority over our Alaska's 2A rights, or does it simply recognize the authority given to the states?
Thank you for the question, Chair Vance. It simply recognizes Alaska's ability to create their own concealed permit carry laws and then recognizes that authority across the United States as an Alaskan travel. It does not give the federal government any authority over Alaska and what Alaska determines their concealed carry laws to be.
Representative Eastman.
Thank you. And also to build on a question from Representative Gray earlier. So if another state, let's just say New York, since I used to live there, if New York decides to issue restriction saying that an individual is not eligible to receive a concealed carry permit in their state, and you've got in the resolution here that you want to give full faith and credit to the documents of each of the other states. So if they have a list of people who are not allowed to concealed carry, and then those individuals travel to Alaska, under the passage of this law, would Alaska troopers then be required to, you know, enforce that restriction on someone from New York who's here vacationing or on a cruise or something like that?
Through the chair, Representative Eastman. Yes, my understanding that is if they, oh, sorry, for the record, Ryan McKee, staff to Representative Rauscher, if they are not able to obtain a legal license from another state and then travel to the state of Alaska, our laws, even though we don't require a permit, that doesn't apply to them. If they're not a resident of Alaska and they're a resident of New York and New York says we do not recognize or allow you to carry or get a permit here in this state, they cannot then come and carry here in the state of Alaska.
And follow up?
Follow up?
And can you contrast that to what is legally allowed for that New York resident now? I mean, currently right now, without passage of this law, if someone from New York is here and they are traveling through our state and they're carrying concealed, is that in any way illegal, or would they be arrested for doing that?
Through Chair Representative Rauscher, to Representative Eastman, permission to read out of the bill that we're talking about. Section A, notwithstanding any provision of the law of any state or political subdivision thereof, except as provided in subsection B, and subject only to the requirements of this section, a person who is not prohibited by federal law from possessing transporting, shipping, receiving a firearm, who is carrying a valid identification document containing photograph of the person who is carrying a valid license or permit. I don't know whether that answers your question, but to me it seems like it does. You have to be carrying a valid license. So if there's no documentation or some sort of database, I think you still have to prove something here before you can just willfully do whatever you want. It has to be in your wallet or whatever, I'm assuming.
Follow up? Thank you, through the chair again. So my question actually is just right now, if this law doesn't go into effect, if this resolution isn't passed and Congress makes no changes, what rights does someone from New York have to carry concealed in Alaska? Do they have to come here and become a resident and in order to qualify under concealed carry, or do they just qualify by virtue of being here and, I don't know, not being a felon, for example?
You could probably, through the chair, Representative Rauscher, asking to ask the question to Ms. Klein.
Thank you.
Ms. Klein?
Thank you, through the chair, to Representative Eastman's question. A person who comes to Alaska is subject to Alaska's laws, Alaska's firearms carry laws. They don't get to bring anything with them. They're subject to Alaskan law and Alaskan law enforcement of those laws.
Follow up? That doesn't seem to answer the question I had. Is there anyone who has the answer to my question? Basically, does constitutional carry in Alaska, the way we have put it in our law, does that apply to anyone in Alaska at any time, or does it only apply to Alaska residents?
Mr. Chair, Representative Rauscher, to Representative Eastman, we will get the information for you because we don't have that. But I can tell you, if somebody was to come to the state of Alaska and go hunting and he brought his guns with him, I don't think they care one way or the other.
Not seeing any further questions from the committee at this time. We will be hearing this this resolution again. So if you have any more questions, you can forward them to the committee and we can be able to get some of these addressed. We are going to open it up for public testimony. Thank you, Ms. Klein, for being available as well. And I will now take up public testimony on HJR 3. Is there anyone in the committee room who would like to testify? Seeing none, we do not have anyone online at this time as well. It seems that we had a few people, but if you're watching online and you've missed the opportunity to verbally testify, you can email your testimony on HGR3 to house.judiciary@akleg.gov until next Friday, February 17th. I'm going to close public testimony. I will now set HJR3 aside, and I'm setting an amendment deadline for this resolution for Monday, February 13th by 5 p.m. electronically to the committee email. Please email it to house.judiciary if you would like any amendments. And I just want to thank Representative Rauscher and staff for coming and presenting the resolution. That concludes our business for today. The House Judiciary Committee will meet again next Monday, the 13th, to hear a presentation on the benefits of government appropriation limits by the Alaska Policy Forum. Seeing there is no other business before the committee, we will adjourn. Let the record reflect it is 2:10 p.m.